right, ladies and gentlemen, just like the man just said, here we go with another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. I am your host from the Virtue Server. Pogo Man is here. I'm standing live on the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park in beautiful downtown Paragon Chat. And I'm also hanging out in the Blog Talk chat room. And Tony V, I don't know where he is. We've been put an APB out for him. And using some detective skills of mine, rumor has that he's in Seattle for some reason. But along with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, an awesome dude in his own right, co-leader of Paragon Dawn. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mad Viking.
Good evening, everybody, on all ships at sea. Flash, Tony V, missing in somewhere in Seattle. He may be sleepless in Seattle. Find him with Tom Hanks.
That's right.
4 at 11.
Or Meg Ryan. Dee, 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 dee. But too bad Tony's not here because this is an exciting week. I'm so excited. DC Rebirth has started. It's awesome.
Oh, and I saw the first issue and I was like, I see hope. I see hope.
Yes.
I don't want to get
there
it fully
is.
Up, but I see hope.
Oh, there is hope. And then there's a, huh? And at the end, what? WTF! But hippie, huh?
And I think that I know I'm gonna cause the mic to shake here, but it's kind of more like I.
Yeah, exactly. It was like I mean, Wally West, and then he explains what happened. He explained where the missing people have been. They're coming back. Yay! Things happen at the end. What? 10 years missing, huh? That explains where everybody's been. And then the end, the reveal, or the tease reveal. Mars. There's a smiley face with blood on it. Ooh, have I said too much?
Spoiler alert.
And what's funny is I didn't read that book in the 80s, and I was at my comic book store for free comic book. You know, not free comic book day. They didn't have that back then. But, take one pin for free if you buy so much. And I saw the smiley face with the blood stain on it dripping. I thought that was pretty neat.
It has become an iconic symbol.
Yes, I didn't find out until 5 years later how iconic that is. And somewhere in my closet, I have a small metal box with a bunch. For some reason, my senior year, I had this really thick denim jacket, and I used to put all these cool buttons on it, like Three Stooges and X-Men buttons. And you remember the Noid from Pizza Hut?
That was the thing.
Yes.
You must make sure you...
That was a thing back then, the 80s. Yeah, it was like 88. Yeah, that was a thing.
Yes, you must make sure the guy at the metal detector hates your guts.
Uh-huh. Well, our school was still cool back then. We didn't have a metal detector. Now they do. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. I heard about the security at our high school. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, junior high. I'm like, junior high school, have things gotten this bad?
Oh, I mean, even in rural schools, there's like, there's a bomb threat. I'm going like, whatever happened to just pulling the fire alarm?
Well, I remember we were in high school, and a bunch of us, we were playing, you know, two-hand touch football. And also we see all these cops flying past going to junior high school. And it seemed that there was a locker, I kid you not, from floor to top, from top to bottom, filled with hash and marijuana. It was like, are you kidding me? Like, what the hell?
And the thing is, now that's the good old days.
Yes! You're absolutely right. It was the good old days. It was ridiculous.
Enough contemporary news discussion.
Yes. Enough of that, good old days. Let's get back on track. Aboo.
Yeah, so shall we talk about it?
And for the gentleman on Mars, he's blue and he was criticized in the comic book for not wearing anything, but in the movie they put a thong on him. If that doesn't give it away, I don't know.
So we're not doing a spoiler alert.
Hold on. All right, we'll get back to the spoiler in just a bit. Sans DC Rebirth. In a little bit, I'm going to open not one, but two loot crates I got this week. Because I think a couple weeks ago I said I was going to try and get the bigger size, or the DX, no crotch shopping, the DX size one, and I thought it would just upgrade my account. No, it seems I have to go in and stop payment on the regular size one as well. But what I noticed was each of the crates, I don't know if they just did because, you know, I got two different ones, you know, because I'm getting two, but things were, there were no duplicates between the regular size and the big one.
So, okay.
Which I will get to, but there were some nice things. In, actually, I was making fun. I was having some fun with one of the items in the regular size one, which I thought was kind of cool. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. We'll get to that in just a wee bit. But I think this is a fine time for me to get back into comic books. DC Rebirth has begun.
Yes, it is.
And they're doing it. They're not going to fit with, like, 1 month. They're going to redo everything. It's going to be over a few months that they're going to be doing it. Let me see here. At the back of issue at the special, there is a full list here. Yeah, I got it right here. Right. June 1st, you're going to get these are the Rebirth number ones we're going to get. We're going to get Batman, Green Arrow, Green Lanterns, Superman, and then June 8th, I'm going to go through, there's only like 20, there's like 30 of them, so June 8th, you're going to get Aquaman, The Flash, Wonder Woman, and then June 15th, we're going to get Titans, Justice League, I'm sorry, no, June 15th, Titans, then July 6th, Justice League. July 13th, you're going to get Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, and Nightwing, and then Nightwing, I'm sorry, two separate ones, Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern Corps, and then Nightwing. July 20th, you're going to get Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, and then the Hellblazer. Now remember, these are all Rebirth number ones for those issues. July 27th, Red Hood and the Outlaws. August 3rd, Suicide Squad, just in time for that movie. Deathstroke comes out August 10th. August 17th, we get Supergirl. August 24th, which is my birthday, by the way, we get Blue Beetle. September 7th, Cyborg. Teen Titans Rebirth number one comes out September 28th, along with Batman Beyond. And that is the full list of the Rebirth number ones. Now, once the Rebirths come out, you're going to be getting bi-weekly issues here, twice monthly. Like it says here, I'm looking through some of the full-page advertisements at the end of the book here. Superman number one, you're gonna starting June 15th. So let's see here. All right, so it's going to be, yeah, like the Rebirth is June 1st. And then 2 weeks later, you're going to get the beginning of the twice monthly. Action Comics 957. Action Comics and Detective Comics are going to go back to the original numbering system. And Action Comics is... Yes, Action Comics is going to go June 8th. Suicide Squad number one begins twice monthly August 17th. Wonder Woman twice monthly begins with issue number one June 22nd. Also that day, Aquaman number one comes out. June 15th, Green Arrow number one comes out. Green Lanterns, with an S at the end, number one begins June 15th as well. Teen Titans number one starts October 5th. Twice monthly. Also June 15th, this one I'm waiting for, Batman number one. That comes out twice monthly. The Flash, June 22nd, twice monthly. July 27th, we get Titans number one. Again, these are all twice monthly. And Titans number one, Wally West uncovers a secret that will destroy his friends. And that's the big ones thus far. But yes, Wally West is featured prominently in this issue.
Now, as a matter of fact, if you remember the Final Crisis, yes. You know, it was Lex Luthor from Alexander Luthor saying everything starts with Superman.
Yes.
But when it comes to resetting the universe, everything starts with a Flash.
That's right.
In this case, it's Wally West.
Woohoo!
Now, Now what happens is he's stuck in... Should we do the spoilers, or just let them find out for themselves?
How about this one? How about this one? I will do the Heroes and Villains update for the week. And what we're going to do, guys, is after that, we will give a 10-second countdown, and then we will give... Well, we're going to talk about 10 minutes. 10 minutes on the Rebirth Special Number 1 that came out Wednesday.
That works.
Because it's just so friggin' awesome. I had to read it that night. And I'm so mad. I was so busy that I wanted to read it a second time today. I didn't get a chance. So chances are I'm going to read it right after the show tonight again. But it's right here next to me. Okay, so with that, we're going to do update number 181 of Heroes and Villains, which was posted last Friday night at 11:39 p.m. So, this week, we've been working on improving the performance of the current basic templates for our powers system, so that the amount of data being used is streamlined and handled more efficiently to prevent potential slowdowns when multiple players are logging in together. We've also been working on some more basic animations, focusing on the very important comic book concept of flight, with the two major subdivisions of standard flight animations being flight with a cape and flight with wings, both of which we've been busy creating recently. Both sets of animations include the key movements for rising, falling, moving forwards, moving backwards, strafing to the left and to the right, and hovering, which can be combined together to give a smooth transition between them as the player changes direction during flight. This, combined with our earlier work on super speed animations and super jump animations, now means that we just have teleportation left to complete of the major travel used in City of Heroes before we have a basic set of animations for all of them. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. But you know what they didn't put down there for the list of cool animations for flight? Drifting listlessly to the left.
Is that all you gotta do? You just drift listlessly to the left. Oh my God, they're drifting listlessly to the left. Please compensate now, stat, now!
That's it. Never underestimate the power of being drifting listlessly to the left. I can't even talk. There, I said it. I think I got it out.
There you go.
Never underestimate the power. I can't. Oh my God. Okay, let's get back on. All right. So, that being said, this will now be your official 10-second countdown before we give spoilers on the DC Universe Rebirth Special Number 1. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now, we shall do our DC Rebirth Special Number 1. Spoilers! What happened? What is it?
Wait a minute, hold on. There's an ad playing somewhere.
Yeah, I hear it. That's not mine.
It's not. Where did that go from?
I was like, what the hell are you playing over there?
It ain't me.
Well, it's not me. No!
The website probably popped up an ad. I'm just going like, for what?
That's funny.
Okay. Oh. That was interesting.
Wow. That was like a bonus. All right. So now we're going to discuss it. So.
Not the ad.
You know what's funny? I heard about the opening of this. And I want to say this when I read this passage. And this was, now, as you know, in my personal life, I finally got disability, right? And
right.
For the last five or so years, I haven't been able, well, longer, because, you know, about 5 years, because, because the new 52 went to, like, issue 50s this month. So I'm just gonna read this one passage here. He's talking about the Earth. I look down at it and know without question I love this world, but there's something missing. And to me, that's been my life without new comic books. Because I think my whole life I've always had new comic books to read. So, something's been missing, but now it's back. And these are all up to date. So basically, it starts off with this long narrative. You see this clock, this watch rather, and I didn't think anything of it at the time. And then you see the Earth, and he's zooming in, and you see this guy talking. You find out it's Wally West. And he's stuck in the Speed Force because everybody's forgotten him. So he's trying to remember the people who have strong mental capabilities who would remember him. His ex-girlfriend. And he goes to touch him and they go, I don't remember you. And he disappears into the Speed Force.
And he started off going with Batman.
Yes.
And he couldn't remember.
Right. And who? Yeah, it was Batman. Who else? His girlfriend, the Teen Titans, the original Teen Titans.
Dick, Nightwing.
Yep. Well, yeah, because he was Robin here. I'm going through it now. That, let's see here. Yeah, the Teen Titans. Let's see, I'm trying to get, hold on. I got these things saved in my book here. And they don't remember who he is. They also hint at somebody else.
Which we'll get to at a little moment.
Yes, so you mentioned.
Now, during his search to find people to remember him,
right,
he's pointing out things that what this world is missing.
Right.
And it's some of the things that we've been going like, when? And it's starting to show up.
Right.
Case
finally.
In point, first one out of the gate, Green Arrow and Black Canary looks like they're going to be back as a couple.
Right. See, now I was going to ask you, was there something like they never got together? Because I remember reading some of the New 52 and, you know, the early Batman stuff, like the Batman All-Star. And it's like, he's getting on a Canary in a back out or on a rooftop. I'm like, wait a minute, isn't she with Green Arrow? What's going on here? So I missed that whole thing.
Yep, one of the things they took care of when they wanted to get the gritty Dark 52 was take care of a few things that became staple mates, and
yes,
one of them was Green Arrow and Black Canary.
Another one is, what's his name?
Well, if we're going to go in order,
mm-hmm,
the next one would be Ryan Choi.
Right. No, Johnny. Johnny.
Johnny Thunder. That's right.
Johnny Thunder. Yes. Yes. He's an old man in this. Right. Because the JSA has been missing. Oh, where are they?
Right.
Well, it turns out you find out there's 10 years missing from the DC Universe. And those 10 years was when the JSA formed. And then Ryan Choi, and he's looking for Ray Palmer, the Atom. And it's funny here. It's here. He left him a video. He's going to the microverse. They're going to seek you out. Whatever you do, whatever you say, do not. He's like, what? Don't what?
The cliffhanger part.
Right.
And then the next one, if memory serves me right,
mm-hmm,
then the return of a living Ted Kord.
Yes. A living Ted Kord. Right, because he's talking to Jamie Reyes, the current Blue Beetle. And, oh, and then they're showing new heroes. So the new Robin. A female Green Lantern. I'm not sure who she is.
That came from Justice League number 50. Jessica Cruz, that's the name of the new Green Lantern,
okay,
came from...
I'm going to write this down. Go ahead. I'm
okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Came from the Earth 3 world.
Oh, okay.
So she was the former member of the Crying Sisters. She was the Power Ring.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Her life to save someone, and the ring selected her to be a Green Lantern. So now she basically got a restart.
Okay, so hold on. I have to get Justice League of America. Is it Justice League or Justice League of America?
Justice League 50. Well, you get the idea. It'll be number 50.
Right. Because if you read this at the beginning, it says happened, you know, they want you to read Justice League 50, and was it Superman 52?
Yes, because the new 52 Superman is officially dead.
Right, something happens. Something happens, right.
Yes, his new Flash power burned him up.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay, the Flash power, basically he solar flares.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So I'm going to go to my comic book store tomorrow to pick some other things up.
Okay.
And something else I want to mention, a totally off topic from the Rebirth, something that they were mentioned the other night at the store, and I was reading about it, and I've heard mixed reviews about it, so I don't even know. I want to know if you heard of it. But we'll bring that up afterwards.
All right. Then there is someone sitting at a police desk being interviewed. She is wearing a red shirt,
mm-hmm,
and has a smile on her face. And the only clue that we got was,
mm-hmm,
the Legion ring.
That's
people
right.
are saying that is Saturn Girl. Legion
yeah.
lost.
That's right.
So the Legion is also coming back.
Right. Now, where have they been? Right. Where have they been?
Then it's Aquaman.
Wait, hold on. There is something here. I'm going to read men and women who not only discover their power, but embrace it. And there's a guy sitting in front of a fish tank. It says, not natural what you are, Jackson. You're not talking about what I did at the lake. Swimming like you do? No, I'm talking about the boys. It's not boys, Mom. It's a boy, as in my boyfriend. And all this, .. It's who I am, even if I don't know why. And then he goes, I won't run away from it anymore. And they show a girl running in a cloak and hood. And I'm trying
That's Pandora.
Okay, right.
And I think the first one you were talking about, I want to say that was the second Aqualad.
Okay, that makes sense. Because they're talking about them swimming and all that.
Right.
And then they show her in the back alley. And that's the end of chapter 2 called Legacy. And then it starts off, he hears a scream, hello. And then you see a woman with tattoos all over her body. I know Diana's secret. Mother told her before she died. Diana has a twin brother born on the island the night we were. His name is Jason. Mother. He is
that came from Wonder Woman 50, as well as hinted a little bit in Justice League.
Well, goddamn, I got to write Wonder Woman 50 down now. I wish they would have said, you know, buy these other ones. All right, I got to write that one down, too.
Okay, I know the story on that one, if you want me to spoil it.
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm just going to read it this way.
Okay. The baby is actually Superwoman of Earth 3's baby. How they got rid of all the new, you know, the Justice League, the Justice Gods, you know.
Yeah,
basically.
You know what? I went to the library and I got Darkseid War Part 1 out. I guess Darkseid War Part 2 isn't out yet because I'm just finishing it up. So I'm going to have to wait a few months before I can get my hands on that one.
Okay. Superwoman, baby, the father was Alexander Luthor, which on Earth 3 is their Shazam.
Okay.
So, in order to get the powers into the baby, she says Shazam backwards. It's Earth 3.
Right.
And long as he's angled it to all the Justice Gods to grab the powers. And
okay.
for a short time, Darkseid was there again.
Ooh.
So basically, Darkseid is that baby now.
Ah, okay. So literally, rebirth.
Right.
Okay. There you go.
All right, now continue on.
Yes.
I can go yes. by the exclamation once you say it.
Okay. I can go by the exclamation. Huh? Wait, where was I?
You were on the page of
Darkseid. Yeah, I know. I had the bookmark. Then the images stop. Oh, okay, you're right. His name is Jason, Father. He's out there in the world. He has great power. Like you, Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's been hurt. Then next page. Right, you see something happening. A lot of the heroes are standing around, flying around, hovering. Someone's died. Superman, or I can't see him clearly for some reason, but I could feel what they all do. And everybody's like, even Steel is there. God, I can't believe he's still around.
Yeah, that would be the after effect of Superman dying.
Okay, right. And there's Changeling or Beast Boy, whatever they're calling him these days. Captain Atom, Black Canary's off over there. Green Arrow's up front. Off in the distance, though. Ambulances, Firestorm flying around, Martian Manhunter, some helicopters. I guess that's Raven and Starfire. But you
yes,
see Supergirl and Wonder Woman look really dejected. But then what's weird, Oliver Queen and Dinah Lance, Green Arrow and the Black Canary. They barely even know each other anymore. But when
exactly.
their eyes meet, they feel a spark that neither one of them can explain. A voice deep inside them. Something buried deep in their hearts. This strange feeling keeps them up at night wondering, what have they lost? And then a hotel, motel, Superman's death is all the news, blah, 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 blah. There's a dude there, black hair, the little curl. facing the. Actually, it's funny. Superman's corona always went in. This one's going to the outside, I notice.
well, there got to be some changes.
Right, right. But I think it's funny. You don't know. They don't say names, and he goes, "I'll be back." And then she goes, "Clark," and he stops for a second. Oh, okay. It's not her. It's some dude in a cloak. Yeah,
right.
Holding a stick. Your boy's growing a fist.
His name is. It,
yes.
This is the most lamest version of hiding someone. His name is Dr. Oz.
Yes. Not the guy from TV. Totally different.
No.
Oh, no, Mr. Oz.
Mr. Oz, I'm sorry.
Mr. Oz, like, what I am? Oh, that's a different story, friend. Or enemy is too simple a term when you consider the long game. Some might call this that. What do you want? To tell you something in the wake of this tragedy, in quotations. You and your family are not what you believe you are. And neither was the fallen Superman. And then they show Aquaman and Arthur and...
Mira.
Mira, thank you. I was going to say that. And but then Wally West keeps going, the history I know continues to echo. They have dinner. He proposes to her. They go back. All right, then Wally West realizes he has to go find Linda, his girlfriend. He's her anchor. And then she goes, Linda, I'm back. It's me, Linda. Looks at him. It's Wally. Take my hand. And I come home. You know, and he has to reset everything. But it all starts with us, Linda, you and me, forever. And then she goes, I don't know you. Dun, dun, dun. No. He's screaming, Linda, it's me. It's Wally, Wally West. And he goes back into the Speed Force.
Now, this plot line makes a lot of sense if you are deep into the history of DC. Because,
yeah.
Like I said, once again, we go back to Final Crisis. Superman, everything starts with Superman. But they also mentioned about Nightwing always being the hope of the DC universe. But Wally West has always been about the passion with his friends, all relationships, because he was able to get along with with the Rogue Gallery. He actually, while he was the Flash, converted a few, I won't say they were heroes, but they were criminals.
Right, right.
So for Wally West to be in this position makes a lot of sense.
Yes. And now he's really desperate. He's going to find Captain Boomerang. He calls out to Cyborg. He calls out to Nightwing. They don't respond. His body's breaking down. Then you see a second Wally West, African-American Wally West.
Yes, that is the new 52 Wally West, which will be joined. Now, I've talked to you about this.
Yes.
Because you also have to get Titans fifth. You got to get the Titans hunt.
The whole thing or just the...
You want to get the whole thing.
Because it's a graphic novel. I think I can get that.
All right, because there's going to be two Titans. There's going to be Red Robin, Starfire, Beast Boy, Raven, and one other that I don't recognize at the moment.
Okay, right.
And then
there's going to be the
team
that...
Titans, which is the original Before George Perez group. For those who don't know that lineup, it will be, when it's all said and done, Nightwing, Donna Troy, Wally West, Arsenal / Speedy, the original Aqualad / Garth, Narc, Caveman, Hawk and Dove, Lilith, Mal, the Herald, and Bumblebee.
Huh, so it's definitely like an old school Titans. You're going to get from there.
And they are no longer the Teen Titans, obviously.
Right, right.
They are now going to be the Titans.
Very cool. Very cool.
And it looks like they're putting a lot of emphasis on the Titans with this rebirth, because that's when you get Titans Hunt, they'll mention at the very end, there's supposed to be 10 of us. Where's the 10th? Lightning.
Right.
There's Wally, symbol.
And I, you know what? Growing up, I was a fan of the Titans. I was reading Titans before I read X-Men, because my dad always got the Teen Titans stuff. So, not for a while. He brought like a stack from home one time, and that was it. And I was like, Hackman didn't finish. So every once in a while, like you look at my collection, I get them here, get them there, and then I start up again. But now, when I get into it, I get into it.
Okay, so you went through the whole list of who he's finding. He finds Cyborg. Who are you? Went to Nightwing. Who are you?
Right.
Goes to the one last person. He knows he's about to die. He's about to
Before you continue, Titans Hunt is available at Amazon.com for pre-order. But it collects issues 1 through 8.
Yep.
So I have just added that to my cart. My Amazon cart for now. So I could check that out later. So, all right. So we're going on. Code Warrior is saying DC is so hokey.
It is a bit of a soap opera. I won't deny it. But there was so much anger, the fact that they just omitted Wally West.
Yes. Well, this is what the guy who owns my local comic shop said. New 52, you just gutted this. You just took the soul out of the DC universe. How can it not fail when you do that? You just took everything that was awesome about DC, the DC universe, and tried to start over. What were you thinking?
And that was the continuity. That was the background. That was all the years of this, that, and the other thing.
Right. And even DC's kind of admitted, we screwed up. So that's why I'm
saying. I said this in the beginning.
I heard about it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was like Leapfield and all them. When they start messing things up, they mess up good.
Oh, God. Leapfield, he is fucking great at messing shit up.
I mean, those who remember Marvel in the 90s.
Oh, do you remember the
one thing that came out of it that was good? Only one. Deadpool.
Which, what? Yeah. I mean, do you remember that ridiculous cover Captain America Liefeld did? It's like, dude, do you even know how to draw anymore? It's like, I saw it. I'm like, are you shitting me? It was horrendous. It was like people were like, putting links for like basic anatomy books for him. And it's like
this
build makes
look like on steroids.
It wasn't even. It was like souped up steroids. It was like, come on, are you kidding me? All right, but then there's one last person he goes to.
Yep.
His do or die, his desperation, Hail Mary pass, to the end zone.
This point, he accepts he's going to die.
Right. Yeah, now actually, that's why he goes here. He goes to thank him. He goes to Barry Allen. And he's accepting it. And he goes, you won't remember me, but this is hello and this is goodbye. And Barry doesn't know who he is, but he's mortified that this guy he's never met is giving basically a suicide note to him. And he goes, thank you for an amazing life. And he's about to fade out. He's fading away. He goes, I don't understand.
I think his last words were, you were right. Live every second.
He goes something like, thank you for your kindness, for your inspiration, for being there for me so many times for now, the last time. And Barry goes, I don't understand. Well, he says, I hope one day you will. You were right, Barry. Every second was a gift. That's what it, every second was a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why I won't die in anguish. I'll go with love in my heart. And Barry starts tearing up. Goodbye, Barry. Goodbye. And he closes his eyes, and then all of a sudden he pops, Wally? And he grabs his arm.
And brings him in.
And Bolt brings him back. He goes, I'm back. And he goes, you said my name. I'm so sorry, Wally. How can I forget you? How could I ever forget you? And they hug, they embrace, he's smiling, he's crying. I remember it all now. You're Iris's nephew. You came to visit. You were struck by a bolt of lightning. You were Kid Flash. You work with me. And then one day you disappeared fighting alongside the Teen Titans. There was a Teen Titans years ago. Yes, there was. I forgot. That's not all you forgot. There used to be more. I had a different life before the Flashpoint changed it all. I didn't disappear with the Teen Titans. It's getting harder to remember. I had more of a life. We all did. I tell Barry about the Flashpoint history changing. Barry, it wasn't just me that was forgotten. There were others. There were friendships. Relationships. Barry says, are you sure this wasn't my fault? It wasn't, Barry. It was something else. Someone else. And now he's talking, and we go to the Batcave. Whoever they are, they did this for a reason. You see Batman walking. I think they took years from us to weaken us. They struck deep at our hearts, Barry. But who was it? Thawne? No. They are more powerful than the Reverse Flash, more powerful than even Darkseid. There's a force out there we've never met. There's going to be a war between hope and despair, love and apathy, faith and disbelief. Now, Batman's still walking, and he sees a gleam of light, and he goes over to it. And then you hear Barry go, "When I was outside of time, I felt their presence. I tried to see who it was. I couldn't, but I know they're out there, and they're waiting to attack again for some reason. I can feel it." And now Batman's digging through. "Even now, Barry, we're being watched." And then you see the epic smiley face button with the blood on it. The next, and Batman holds it. Page is black. And now we go to the epilogue. Now this is the hubba hubba hubba. And you see the thing. You go to Mars. And you see a glisten of light hitting something. You see the watch again being put back together. And you hear a voice. And you don't see who it is. He goes, "It all worked out in the end." In the end? Oh, no, hold on, wait, back up, sorry. He goes, "Do you see the back of the watch?" And the back of the watch says, "Every second is a gift." And then you see this person, you don't see the person, you just see the caption. "I did the right thing, didn't I? It all worked out in the end." In the end? Nothing ends, Adrian. Nothing ever ends.
And for those who did not get the references... Batman finds the pin of the comedian.
That's right.
And one of the people identified is Mars.
Yes.
And that was the last known visual sighting of Dr. Manhattan of the Watchmen, who in the movie and in the comic book stated at the end, "I'm going to go somewhere else. I want to start my own universe."
Yes.
And so by that notion and by this ending, they are saying Dr. Manhattan and whoever's joining him of the Watchmen.
Adrian was Osmodeus.
Mm-hmm.
Osmodeus.
Mr.
Okay.
Oz. There's the laming hide.
Yes. You know, it doesn't look like him, but.
Well, if you take a look, the eyes match.
Okay.
You know, we're talking a few comic geeks. Grab the magnifying glass.
Yeah. There it is. Oh, actually, you know what? Yeah, it does. Actually, you know what? Because he's covered up, you really can't see his face. But yes, the eyes do. Yes, you're right. It is Osmodeus.
Osmodeus, and Dr. Manhattan that formed the new 52. That's what they're linking to.
That's right. So there you go.
So, the love and apathy, because you remember, Dr.
Right.
Manhattan lost the love of his wife.
That's right.
And he understood Ozzy. Reason to destroying New York City. Basically, he gave up hope.
So there you go. It all goes back. Ozymandias. Oh, good Lord, I can't say it.
Ozymandias.
I just looked up Wikipedia the pronunciation.
Well, Mr. Oz now at the moment.
Mr. Oz, yes.
So, whether the other Watchmen are coming, as you can tell, is unknown. We get the idea the comedian is not.
Right.
No. Night Owl and... what's her name?
Rorschach?
No. The female.
Oh, Sally Jupiter?
Well, the daughter, yeah.
Right.
We don't know if they're coming in. But everyone is, but you did mention the name, everyone's wondering, if they're pulling out the Watchmen, is Rorschach not far behind?
Even though in the movie, well, technically he got splattered.
in both the comic and the movie, he kind of went kerboom.
Right.
The only rule, there's only one person that has never came back to life. This took me a while because, remember, when we grew up, it's like everyone dies, everyone comes back from the dead except Bucky. Now
right.
Bucky came back. But they were missing one person, and it's in Titans Hunt number 8. There
okay.
is one hero that has not come back yet. It was in Titans Hunt 8. It was in the Blackest Night. It was in the Whitest Day.
Wow. You got another?
These ads got to go. Oh, I see what's happening. There it is.
Wow. Well.
Okay. Down by the chat area, there is where the ads pop up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to find how to shut it off.
Right, okay. And Cold War also says also an alternate name for Ramses II or Ramses II, right.
All right. Okay. But anyway, the one hero in question
mm-hmm.
is the original Dove.
Yes.
The male Dove.
Because he did not come back, right.
He has never came back. In right. all cases, when they ask why, even in Blackest Night, they got, you know, Hawk as part of the Black Lantern Corps.
Right.
Says, why not him? Don has lived his life. He does not. He is content.
Right. And he also didn't do his thing, so.
So he did not come back.
Because they all had a mission to do, so.
Well, no. Well. Hawk had to do his stuff.
Right.
But
no,
Dove,
they said each of them had a mission to do to come back. So.
Well, Hawk did come back.
Right. No, Dove came back. Hawk didn't do his because there were two of them that were conflicting.
No. Okay, no. That's the female Dove.
Oh, okay.
The original Dove, Don Hall, never came back.
Okay.
And in Titans Hunt, there is a brief moment where Hawk is ready to give up. And that's when Don, I don't know if it was a ghost or a flashback or whatever, that's the only time I have seen since the 1970s Don Dove do anything. So this also may be one hell of a hint if they actually touched him.
Yes.
In any story.
True that.
So, you know, some say it's a little bit hokey. That's understandable. But it was pointed out, when they did New 52, they screwed up good.
Yes. Oh, and to let you know here, I just went on to Wikipedia to find DC Rebirth. All those Rebirth number ones, those were all one-shot specials for each of the
mm-hmm.
titles. So.
Now, Code Warrior put up something here. They own the right to Bozo the Iron Man?
Yes, I looked at it. Yes.
Bozo the Iron Man. I'm trying to click it. I can't. So I can't copy at the moment either.
But you see, this is what I like about DC. They will go back and put stuff together. Like, this is their continuity.
This I got to see here. Bozo the Iron. Is that? Wait a minute. That could be Robot Man of the Doom Patrol.
Hmm.
I mean, it looks like him. Just, you know, it's silver, but not. It's silver, not gold.
Yeah.
You know, if you were a writer for it, you know, that could be a nice little segment. You know, like, So who is your dad, Robot Man? Bozo the Iron Man. What was that? Bozo the Iron Man. Can we talk about something else?
Oh, this is funny. Okay. It says Bozo the Robot, a.k.a. Hugh Hazard and his Iron Man. Good Lord. All right, yeah. There were some things in the past in the history of DC Comics they don't... You know, they regret.
Want to remember.
But that's why they that's why 85, you had the Crisis on Infinite Earths. They just wanted to, you know, bring everything up to speed, you know, get everything together. That's why they did all this. But I just think it's funny that, like, oh, the New 52 happened because of this. And you're like, holy shit, that's pretty awesome if that's why it happened. Yeah. You know? Code Warrior says, just jazz up his affa. He could kick ass. All right, let's see here.
I could just hear, but though I could hear it right now. You can't call him Isaac Iron Man. Well, we can't call him Bozo either.
Bozo Man? Iron Bozo. the only other news I have outside of, you know, the update we did was that Diamond Distribution have announced their complete list. Was it complete list? Long list. Yeah, the 2016 San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. Oh, they'll be offering over 25 extremely limited previews, exclusives of this year's SDCC.
Now, we all know a whole lot of people can't get to San Diego for that Comic-Con.
Exactly. So that's why we suggest you do the following. Or you come, you guys, you know, there's another convention in town that weekend that you guys probably didn't know about. Well, let me tell you, there's plenty of tickets. And there's plenty of hotel rooms.
Yep. And you don't have to worry about $10.
The first one took champions by storm. It's time to answer the call again. It's StormCon 2, a Comic-Con-style event to be held July 23rd from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. A celebration of all things superhero, gaming, anime, and cartoons. Hosted by Paragon Dawn. Music provided by DJ Steel and Diamond D of Cape Radio. Guests include, but not limited to, Pogo Man and Tony V of the Save COH podcast, Swackhammer, letterer of the digital comic Zombie Ever After, Soft Lips, listen as she takes us on how Carnuga is made. More to be listed at www.paragondawn.com and the Facebook page. Join us for DawnCon 2, July 23rd from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern in the Champions Headquarters. DawnCon 2, because we can.
It's the challenge of the Paragon Dawn, friends. Sorry.
Oh, you have to admit, the music's sick.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love it. That's awesome. So there you go, folks. Remember
and like I
date?
Said... Oh, yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And like the ad said, it wasn't limited to those because we did get another one. One of our members, Viking Queen, on Champions, you might know him at Poopy, is
okay.
A member of the Kiss cover band Hotter Than Hell, had his first night last weekend.
Oh, cool.
So we had there's a couple of pictures on the Paragon Dawn Facebook page. He's dressed up as Peter Chris. He's the drummer. He will be a guest.
Nice. Hello?
And?
Oh, you there? Okay.
Now, yeah, I'm still here. I just had to refresh the page.
Okay.
But basically, now, I told you who I was going for couple of nights ago. I heard they would be like to go. They're not planning anything for 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance I can name drop and Oh.
Wow.
Oh. The refresh kicked in and then my sound came on. So hold on. Here we go.
Okay. No problem.
There we go.
Yeah, as you can name drop. Name drop away.
Okay. Yes, I am trying my best to get the Wentworths to come to DonCon for Real World Hero. Now, it was a hint of a yes. I didn't hear the actual word.
Okay.
So if you go to thecaperadio.com on Wednesday nights around 10 p.m. Eastern, maybe, possibly, give a little help.
There you go.
Namely, I really wanted them, you know, if they were going to do something for Real World Hero, it was like, great, do it for that. But at the very least, to show us players from different groups, this what can happen if
right.
a good community gets together.
That's right, yes.
I mean, they raised how much money for 4 different charities?
Oh, yeah. And just to let you guys know, DonCon 2 takes place in 56 days, 19 hours, 5 minutes, and 5 seconds. Saturday, July 23rd, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, it was pointed out that it cannot be an internet event without a countdown.
That's right.
So now we have a countdown on ParagonDawn.com, courtesy of Code.
Woo!
Thank you, Code.
Thank you, Code.
I tried for the one that you made up last week and to put it on the Champions Forums, but it pretty much went black.
Oh, did it? Because I still have it running.
Too long.
Yep. There it is. Yep. On DawnCon. Yep. On the Paragon Dawn page, ParagonDawn.com. There it is on the bottom, not on the bottom, middle of the page. On the left, DonCon 2, 56 days, 19 hours, 4 minutes, and 22 seconds.
Now, there are 2 others that I'm also working on. One
mm-hmm.
of them, if you go to the Facebook page for DonCon 2,
okay,
you would see that I put up a link to a Kickstarter for Jeff Brennan. Jeff
okay.
Brennan is an artist ready to make his second comic book, Cyber Girl Lita, L.E.T.A. But you may know it better if you watch The Big Bang Theory, because you will see Cyber Girl Lita artwork in the comic book store.
Oh, that's cool.
I grew up with him in high school. Now, he's shown interest. He's marked as interested for DonCon 2. Once again, it's a case of he's interested. He didn't say the magic word yet. So if his Kickstarter's still working, help him get Cyber Girl Lita 2 published.
Oh, and now what news do we have about Engine, that where they're like one of the top groups that are listed there?
Oh, yes. Yes, Code found this out. Now, we use engine.com for the website.
Right.
And Engine has different websites for different games.
Okay.
We took a look for Champions. Now, when you knock off the first 2 that's on the list, because one is for Star Wars and the other one is for Star Trek Online,
right,
that has nothing to do with Champions, we are the number one Champions Online supergroup related website on the Engine series.
All right. So how do I look this up then on Google? Google, for example.
Engine.com.
Okay. On Google itself?
No, no. Just type
oh,
in,
okay,
you know, engine.com.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on. Engine. And it's spelled ENJIN. Okay.
Correct.
Engine.com.
Then you would go to, I think it's Browse Communities.
Okay.
Scroll down a little bit. It's already set for all platforms. When
right,
you see
right,
all
right.
games, you'll see Minecraft, World of Warcraft, Star Wars, Arma, etc., etc. Go
mm-hmm.
into the typing area for Champions
huh.
Online. In most cases, it will auto-fill in once you get to a certain
yep.
point.
Okay.
And when you and click that,
we're the third group down.
Right. The first one
okay.
is Star Wars The Old Republic.
Oh,
has
I see.
Nothing
okay.
to do.
Right.
And the other one, as you see, the symbol is Star Trek. Has nothing
oh, okay.
to do
so,
with Champions.
Okay.
So there we are. number one true champions online hero supergroup.
Cool.
The other two, they want to argue. I'm going to go, where are you?
Yeah.
And I want to thank Code for the making the website. I want to thank all the 202 members at the latest count who have signed up. Everyone that has made some form of contribution, whether it's Dawn Radio, whether it is artwork, whether it's pictures for events, Pogo, you
cool.
with Dawn Con.
Thank you. Yep. My pleasure.
And when Code saw that, it was like that point where you're like, we made it. You know,
yeah.
That feeling.
We're there. We've arrived.
Okay, and Code said Doomsday Brigade used to be on Engine. They moved off to someplace else. But even then, we passed the numbers of Doomsday. Because
cool.
I remember the one that's underneath us, Rogue Entertainment, was above them.
Ah. Very cool. Very cool. Well done.
So
well done.
This has been a long time coming. And just wow. Coming up in October will be our second anniversary.
When will it be?
October.
And I think it's
Rogue Entertainment, Caprice Fodder. Those
wow.
who are on Champions knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yes.
You just blanked out.
Why? No, somebody sent me a message about something totally different.
Ah.
Sorry, keep going. I'm sorry. There's something with the wrestling app, wrestling game related stuff. They need me to do something in a few minutes.
Oh. In a few minutes? Okay.
No, later on. I'm telling them I'll be here.
Oh, okay. That makes
that's
sense.
All.
I was about to say, we got a short show tonight. Okay.
No. I'm not going anywhere. No, not till 10:30.
But when that happened, you know, and not only that, on the Champions forums, now, those in those Champions forums, wow, that could be dangerous when you get in there. We're actually getting support for Dawn Con, too.
Quite right.
I remember around this time we decided to advertise there, and yeah, Flame War came to play.
That's
but
funny.
This time, that's why I want Dawn Con to, you know, here's our chance to shine. This is our moment.
That's right. Everybody else go away. It's our time.
No. Because remember, you know, what we want to do is bring the community feeling that City of
right.
Heroes was known for.
Right.
And try and bring it to Champions. And it's actually working. As I've mentioned time and time again, we got people from other groups that were, and there's no other way to say it, cutthroat.
Right.
And now they are adjusting and actually relaxing. They're actually getting to be themselves.
Right. So if we win, the community wins. Everybody wins if we win.
Mm.
Kind of, sort of.
And like I said, you know, that's why this is kind of like we got to make sure
Whoa.
This is good.
Oh, okay. ArcGames.com. Code Warrior, I think, just posted this.
Mm-hmm.
Neft is... Who's Neft?
Neft is a member of one of the oldest groups on Champions. Conquer.
Oh, okay.
Now, you remember when you first came on Champions. If you said City of Heroes, what did you expect to see?
Right.
A lot of, go away!
Yeah. Who is Spinny Top?
Oh, Spinny Top is tradition.
for Flamer.
Okay. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. You know, when I saw that, I'm going like, okay, I've seen the movie Big. I know the lore.
Okay. So I see Neft. Okay, from Conk. Okay. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And as you see, we already have some of the mini events that are going to be mentioned. We do have a costume contest coming up. It will be, the categories will be superhero, gaming, anime, cartoons, and one more courtesy of one of our members, Balaam. Starter superhero. Let's face it, when you first start as a superhero, you're not exactly wearing the top line mech armor or the spandex that fits perfectly. No. You're more likely wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Right, unless you're a gold member, lifetime membership, lifetime subscriber, got everything, blah, 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 you know.
So we're looking, we're thinking more like the best example would be Spider-Man, the Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah.
He goes into that wrestling match. What's he doing? He's wearing pretty much a jogging suit.
Or if you saw Civil War, the outfit he's wearing there is actually a better.
He's wearing the jogging suit in the wrestling match.
Right.
That's what we're looking for.
Right, right. So wait, what is this now? This is a costume contest for starting heroes?
Yeah. You're starting off as a hero. You're not wearing the top-of-the-line stuff.
I gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Daredevil was wearing the black suit in the Netflix movie, or the rags of the yellow and black, yellow-red. That's what we're kind of looking for. Before it gets color-coordinated and looks cool.
Like sweatpants, sneakers.
I get so much flack for Mad Viking because, I mean, you see him on Paragon Chat.
Right.
You know, it's a jacket, it's a shirt with a bullseye. Rain hates it every time she sees it. And jeans. But now people, if they don't see that on me, they're just going like, are you okay?
Right. Gotcha. All right. We have 24 minutes left. Do you think it's time for me to open these boxes?
Oh, you've been waiting for this one.
That's right, folks. We are going to open my loot crate boxes. This month's theme, power. Ooh. Here we go. All right. I'm going to hold off on what I think is one of the coolest items here. Okay, first off, we have the monthly button you get. May 2016 is Power. It's a robot of some kind. Actually, what's kind of cool is after you open everything up, on the bottom is a magazine, a catalog of what you got. I got a key ring. It's a plush 4-star Dragon Ball.
Okay, I heard dragon. I thought you got poop.
Okay, it's a 4-star Dragon Ball from Dragon Ball Z. With a little Enron or whatever, the dragon looped around it with a key ring. I also got a nice t-shirt. It is not a full picture, but what's cool is it's a dark color orc, and then in front of that, it's a gray shirt, and you can see the outline of a human because the Warcraft movie is coming out.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. That's all right. I'm not a I'm an old school Warcraft fan. What is this thing called? Q-Fig from Avengers Age of Ultron. I get the Hulk. Like he's smashing through into this item.
Hold on.
I found the catalog of everything here. What is this? It's a Q-Fig of him breaking out. Right. It's a Warcraft t-shirt. Then you get a Dragon Ball Z. It shows the power levels. If you read the article, it's okay. But now the coolest thing is, with the Infinity Stones, the Infinity Gems, ready for this? It is the Infinity Gauntlet Oven Mitt, or I call it the Infinity Oven Mitt. It is so awesome, but the problem is it's right-handed.
Yeah, and you're a lefty.
No, the gauntlet's supposed to be for the left hand.
Oh, okay.
I'm a righty.
Can you flip it over, or...
No. Well, you flip it over, the gems are on the inside. So it's definitely right-handed. So, and it explains what each of the gems are supposed to be. Oh, okay, the pin is supposed to be one of the Battleborn's AI minion. That's what it is. But you log on and you do something with it. You click on, you sign in, you click on something. It gives you some kind of bonus, some kind of swag bonus. There's a Mad Lib in here for Words of Power. And then you get a recipe, Thanos' Muffins of Death by Chocolate.
You have to mention, you have to come on and you have to mention this recipe to Emmy.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She will not.
Oh.
I don't know if Emmy.
What I will do is, I tell you what, I will type sometime this week and I will type it up for the Paragon Dawn page.
Okay, she's not in the IRC chat on ParagonDawn.com.
Right, so I'll just type it up and she could check it out. So that is the regular one. Now, what I was saying was earlier, I got the big one, the larger size crate also. But I do like my oven mitt. I think that's the coolest thing in there. And my whole, I think I'm going to keep that in the Hulk statue. I'm going to keep that one. And the rest of it, I think I just give to my nephew. But now, supposedly, I'm supposed to be able to turn this box inside out, and it's supposed to have a cool design on it. All right, so I'm just going to put this over there. And now, because this box is like four times the size. This is the DX crate. Oh,
it's not ticking, is it?
No. But this one's got, it has a few things, but they're huge. First and foremost, I get a baseball cap.
Okay, yeah, you got to say like Trump. Yeah, because now it's huge.
It's huge. It's huge. Let me tell you, we got to get Donald Trump. It's huge. All right. First and foremost.
There's a whole bunch of drones. I have to all this.
Yeah. All right, from BioWorld, it's a Loot Crate exclusive Captain America baseball cap. It's blue, like his, and it has his symbol, the shield, on the top. It's from Marvel, and it has the adjustable cap thing on the back, the adjustable size. Okay. Next up is a gray long-sleeve T-shirt that says Skeletor. And it has a picture of him with that staff, his like crossbones, and an upside-down triangle behind him. I guess that's supposed to be his symbol or whatever, his logo or something like that. So that's cool. I got a T-shirt. I got a hat to wear. Now, if you guys want to look this up, Metal's Diecast. It's 100% metal heavy. Iron Man 2, I get the Iron Man Mark V. And if you hit the button underneath his chest beam lights up.
Now, the Mark V, that's the one that he uses in the movie, right?
Yeah, from Iron Man 2. It's red and silver.
Okay.
But that's cool. I'm going to take this out this weekend and play with it. I'm going to put it on my desk. That's cool.
I was going to say, you're taking it out of the box?
No, I do take my things out. Yeah, I do take my action figures out of the box. Like, I have a whole bunch of Batmans that I bought, and when I set my new shelves, I'm going to take them out because I bought a bunch of the DC stands to put them all on so they stand up, and I'm just going to put them on display. Because to me, what the hell is the point of having all these things if I can't enjoy them and look at them? Okay, now, I also got a glow-in-the-dark Hulk lithograph from S.H.I.E.L.D. It's like a superhuman personnel database, mm-hmm. but they say that it glows in the dark, so I haven't tried that yet. Remember, all the stuff is different from the regular size loot crate. This one here, it's now the May 2016 power button for the loot crate DX. It's the next level loot. This is a picture of Stan Lee from POW Entertainment. It's POW, like, exploding through the wall. Stan Lee's face is in the O. So that's pretty cool. Then here, it looks like a fold envelope. It tells me everything that's in here. So I got the 6-inch light-up Iron Man figure from Jaded Toys, the Excelsior pin, the exclusive Captain America snapback BioWorld baseball cap, the exclusive Hulk lithograph gray matter art, the Skeletor long-sleeve performance shirt from BioWorld also, and I get a really cool exclusive Street Fighter duffel bag. That's a Street Fighter Academy established 1987.
Now,
yes,
that's good. That's all good.
Yes,
but it also triggered my memory on something that just happened recently.
Okay.
And you mentioned Cap.
Yes.
Now, Those who are current knows Captain America Steve Rogers is back to being young.
As a matter of fact, I got issue one this weekend of that. I got issue one the other night.
Have you read it?
Yes, the spoiler, yes, and the spoiler everybody's talking about is on the very last page.
Yep.
I haven't read
the whole
thing.
Shall I say it or let it find out?
I think there is more to it than that, though. I really do.
Well, I mean, is it allowed to be said, or is it a case of
hold? Yeah, you can say, all right, hold on. All right, we're going to give a 10-second countdown, then spoiler on Captain America Steve Rogers number one. 10.
Okay.
As I'm closing up the loot crate box, 9, because this thing is huge, man. I got to put it in the dump bag. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, spoiler. Here you go. Take away my advice.
His last words on that page is Captain America now. Want to
Steve
say
Rogers.
Go says, ahead. Hail Hydra.
No.
And upon that page, the comic book news sites just blew up. I mean, it's all over the place.
I know. I picked a hell of a week to get new comic books. I'm starting my new comic books. And I said,
you get Wally West coming back on DC, and you get Hail Hydra Cap.
On a whim, that's on the end of my pull list. I said, let me get Steve Rogers, Captain America, number one. Let me check this out. Boom, well, I'm glad I did. Holy smokes. Something I wanted to discuss. Now,
okay.
Yeah, we have no idea where this came from, the whole Hail Hydra thing. That was out of left field. As you know, DC is doing something new with Hanna-Barbera. Okay? One of the books is Scooby-Doo based. Have you heard about this one?
Yes, I've seen it.
It is called Scooby Apocalypse. I haven't gotten it yet. I was going to go pick it up today, but we were so busy here. Basically, we tore apart my mom's old garden. My sister's leading the charge on this one. I helped out quite a bit this week painting and setting. So I'm just wiped out by the time we were done. The only advantage is that we're not doing anything tomorrow because she has stuff to do. And we have to let paint dry. It's got to take till Sunday. So pretty much after the show tonight, I could finally catch up on some laundry, have some dinner. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to go through and fill my garbage bag because there's so much stuff around here I need to get rid of. But anyway, this is the description of it. Those meddling kids, Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and their dog Scooby-Doo, get more ghost debunking than they bargained for when faced with a fundamental change in their world. The apocalypse has happened. Old rules about logic no longer apply. The creatures of the night are among us, and the crew of the magical mystery machine has to fight to survive. Because in the apocalyptic badlands of the near future, the horrors are real. And this new monthly series takes Scooby and the gang to a whole new level and features character designs by comic superstar Jim Lee. So Jim Lee did the cover. Scripter is J.M. DeMatteis and Keith Giffen. Keith Giffen and Jim Lee did the story. Howard Porter did the art, covered by Jim Lee. Variant covers by Neil Adams, Joel Jones, Ben Caldwell, Dan Panosian, and Howard Porter.
You mentioned Jim Lee.
Yes.
He was the other half of Lee Field that killed Marvel.
Yes.
So now I have pictures of Fred and Shaggy having the huge head, huge body.
No, actually.
And a gun that's 20 feet long, 5 feet high.
Believe it or not, they look the same. Very subtle differences. What is going on here?
Did he actually learn to draw?
Well, Shaggy looks like a hipster. He has tattoos, and he's got a goatee and a long handlebar mustache. Fred's got, looks like he's got a tribal tattoo around his arm, and he's carrying some tech equipment. I don't know why I can't. Velma looks like, I don't know what you like. Hold on. I'm going to put the link. I will put the link in the chat for you to check out the picture.
It's Jim Lee, so I also have pictures, of
it's
both,
not that bad.
Velma and Daphne turning into making Dolly Parton look flat chested?
No, not at all.
Okay, let's take a look at this. Yeah, there it goes. Let's see what this looks like.
Okay.
But keep describing while the page is slowly loading.
No, that's it. I don't know. For some reason, I can't open the page right. Like, I try to scroll down, and it just closes the picture. I don't know why. And I've heard mixed reviews. IGN says it's horrible, and a couple other sites say, no, it's fine. And then if you go down to the... who is this? IO9 says, holy rock, Raggy, that dumb-looking Scooby-Doo comic is pretty good.
Which tells me it's doing better than the Ghostbusters movie.
Yes. So I'm gonna have to go pick this up tomorrow, I think. And this is a complete reboot of Scooby-Doo. There are 20-something grown-ups who don't know each other yet, because this is, remember, the reboot. I'm trying to read here. Daphne Blake is an Enigma-obsessed TV show host who's washed up and looking for the road back to fame with crush-laden cameraman Fred Jones in tow. Scientist Velma Dinkle works at a top-secret research facility that's been developing smart dog technology. Scooby, of course, is a test subject in the trials of her work, taken care of by new guy dog trainer Norville Shaggy Rogers. Readers see them meet each other at the Blazing Man Alt Culture Fest, where Velma divulges she's realized her work with nanites is going to damn the world instead of saving it. And the reviewer says he went in expecting the worst. Terrible updates, old pop culture icons have happened so often that the phenomenon has become a trope unto itself. The cyber hep redesigns tease in advance of the first issue of DC Comics' new Scooby-Doo series seem predestined to suck it. Somehow, Scooby Apocalypse Someone does every tacky thing that you were afraid of and still makes it hilarious. All right, so I'll have to check this out.
Is it me or Velma kind of looks like the costume designer from The Incredibles?
And the moles, that's what I was thinking.
No capes!
No capes! No ghosts! Next! Oh, and somebody booted me out of the chat. You know, I just told them I was... Damn it! I got booted from the chat. I'm just refreshing the page.
Okay.
We have 9 minutes left, and I was going to post it. Hold on. Oh. Hold on. Boom. Okay, there's
no
another
ghost.
One.
Is that you want to read something like Funky Phantom? Got disintegrated. Speed Buggy got reassembled.
That's right.
No ghosts.
No ghosts for you. Next. Old man did this. Tacky costumes.
Oh, I could add one more. Dinomutt. Now turned into Super Robot.
Oh, you know what's funny? I think, was it late last week or early this week? Scooby-Doo movie on Cartoon Network. Oh, we talked about this. Mask of the Blue Falcon.
Yep.
We did talk about that. That was last week. All right, never mind. I thought that was well done. I like that movie. I thought it was Adam West doing the voice. It wasn't. It was some other guy. I guess he was invoking his he was summoning his
Gary
inner
Owen.
I don't think it was Gary Owen either who did the voice.
Okay.
It wasn't Gary Owen. But they did say that the actor's name was Gary Owings.
I had to give a nod to the voice.
Yes, of course they did. So there you go. Bozo the Iron Man, recycled.
Like I said, I can still see Robot Man of Doom Patrol. Who's your dad? Also the Iron Man.
Say what? Never mind.
Can you say that louder? I'd rather not. That would be an interesting thing if they ever do a DC animated movie on that one.
Hmm. Oh, and of course, the big news is X-Men Apocalypse opened I didn't get to see it. I don't know when I'm going to get. I want to go see it before next Tuesday, before my other show. I'm hearing good things about it. It opened very well. Of course, there's the. I'm trying to avoid spoilers now because I haven't seen it. And there's supposed to be like there's an Easter egg at the end, and they're trying to talk about it here and there. So I'm trying to avoid that because I really want to see this movie.
We just called Bozo the Iron Man Bim for
Bim.
Short.
Yes, I said Bim. So we have 5 minutes left, and.
Uh-oh.
What? Wait,
Code
what?
Just put Bozo might make an appearance in Champions.
No, wink. Wink, wink. Okay, I have, like I said, I can go through the list of the Diamond exclusive announcements for the San Diego Comic-Con. The big thing is San Diego Outcast is another comic that Robert Kirkman does, and that's going to be coming on TV soon. I can't remember what channel it's going to be on. I want to say Showtime or Cinemax or one of those. And sadly, I had the card here before. You know, the promo card they had. I just had it out. But
if you can't go to San Diego Comic-Con, you have an alternative.
Right. I'm trying to see where it. Okay, it's coming on Cinemax. 10 episodes. June 3rd. It's a Friday night, I think at 10 p.m. That's when it's going to start. Check the times on that. But anyway, what I was going to say is you're going to get a special graphic novel, 5,000, special edition, 5,000 copies. And you're going to get SDCC ROM number 1, a comic book, Civil War 2 number 0, black and white variant. Oh, wow. And there's going to be, okay. Michael Cho has done 7 black and white covers, variant covers for the Civil War 2. There's going to be a Deadpool number 15 Mini Mates variant. And remember, these are all comics. These are all comics or graphic novels that are going to be available. Han Solo number 1, Lumberjane / Gotham Academy number 1. Doctor Who, Supremacy of the Cybermen, number 1. Because this is going to be the Cybermen's 50th anniversary. And then
Miraculous. Yeah, I was about to go Dalek on you, that one.
That's right. All right, some merchandise. Very cool. I got to get this one. Batman Animated Series, Batman Logo Bust. 6-inch resin bust. Arkham City, Harley Quinn PX statue. DC Gallery, Batman. The Animated Series, Black and White, Almost Got Him Batman figure. DC Bombshells, Catwoman 7-inch Noir Edition Vinyl, couple of Bombshells, Wonder Woman 7-inch Noir Edition Vinyl, Suicide Squad Joker Tattoo, 10-inch plush, let's see, Pop Hero Swamp Thing, Flocked Scented Previews Exclusive Vinyl Figure, The Dark Knight Returns, Batman Previews Exclusive Bust Bank, Bloody Version, limited to 2,000 pieces, ugh, Marvel Gallery. See, what if you can't get there? How do you get these things?
eBay.
Oh, wonderful.
And we all know the price of eBay on that.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Honey, I'm taking a mortgage out. Why?
Yeah. I want to get this exclusive. Hang on. All right, you know what? I am just going to post that in the chat for you people who are here. If you're not, as always, if you go to the CCUH radio page, I'm going to post it under this. I'm going to post it underneath this week's episode link. You go in there, and pretty much all the links I've discussed, there. And we got 90 seconds left.
Okay.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, whether you're listening live or an archive. Thank you, Mad Viking, for co-hosting tonight. Tony V, I don't know where you are, brother. If you're mad at me for something, I apologize. I don't know what I did. I don't even know where you are. You haven't even gotten in touch with me in 2 weeks. As I said, DawnCon 2 is approaching. Also, the weekend of June 10th, I think we're going to do a Thursday. I'm sorry, we're going to do a Thursday night show because I'm going to EternalCon in Garden City. It's about an hour away. I finally got my tickets. We're not going to Florida until at least July now. Otherwise, I would have got my tickets for this months ago. And sadly, I now have to go scrounging looking for a decent hotel in the area. Because my back, you people don't understand, I don't want to drive an hour each way for 3 days straight and walking around.
You know, I wasn't laughing about that. Code Warrior.
Oh, yes, yes. Tony, what do you say? Tony Do, where are you? Tony Do, where are you?
We got some games to play now.
And with that, everybody, have a great weekend. Don't stop fighting the good fight. Keep on believing, and hopefully we'll have our beloved City of Heroes back. I know you're Paragon Chat. It's best we can do for now, but have a great weekend. And if you want to check out and have some fun playing superheroes, go to Champions Online and look up ParagonDawn.com. We're a great group, and we pretty much accept everybody into our group. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you all next Friday night for more Steve Heroes Radio Fun. It's Code Warrior. Until next time, stay groovy.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Hold on, I'm just typing in chat. Oh, he left already. Okay. And the cape is taking over Paragon chat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have a cape radio thing here. Now, I found out that that's why we don't get a lot of people anymore, because they go hang out in Pocket D.
Well, I can see that. And we're still on the air, so...
Yeah.
Bring Sultry Siren to DawnCon! Bring the Wentworths!
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, bring the Wentworths. Hold on. I'm just typing something here. Okay. Yeah, Wentworths, please, come on down to DawnCon 2. Hero... I don't think they have done a Hero World auction in some years.
Well, that's why I want to get them to DawnCon too.
Yeah, I think they should.
Because, like I said, you know, if you want to talk about building a community, they've done it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they have all the servers active on that one.
Oh yeah, and as a matter of fact, last year when Champions was, you know, I mean, City of Heroes was closed, we covered some of the auction on our show. We went through some of the items. And
now with Paragon Paragon Dawn also on Star Trek Online and Neverwinter.
That's right.
Imagine combine that with Paragon Chat.
That would be awesome.
Yes, we're dropping hints.
That's right. You want the advertising.
We will send the link to the Wentworths.
And
they will get a hint.
With Paragon and with ParagonDawn.com doing so well in this Champions Online community, you know, a lot more exposure. They would see it. All right, I'm closing the chat. I'm out of the chat. All right, with that, we got to get out of here. I told them we get out of here because they have a show coming on at 11. I will talk to you later, sir. Thank you for the help again. Most appreciated.
All right.
I'm going to go heat up my dinner and just clean up around here for a little bit, and I'll probably log on to the IRC chat for a bit in about half an hour.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. We can discuss more stuff there. All right. With that, we're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next Friday night for more Save City of Heroes radio action. With that, say goodnight, sir.
Goodnight, sir.